It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
So I don't know, and I realize it's early, but I don't know if anybody listening would like to share what they either caught their kid, or expensive thing that their kid was buying using their credit card, or, you know, found out about it when it showed up at your place.
Kind of worse. Catch it before it ships.
Right, exactly.
So maybe you can handle it.
And I will say that personally, I don't have an experience that really pops out in my mind. I will say that my daughter Zoe, on her Wi-Fi device that she has my wife's Amazon Prime app on it, and so like there have been times when she's like, oh, hey, I saw that you're ordering this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And like, I put some stuff in your cart, you know, for you to, take a look at and maybe buy for me or whatever. And it's to the point where we're like, man, we got to take that off of there, because one, how are we going to buy her presents without her knowing, other than just going to a regular store? And what if she just decides one day, you know what, I really want those shoes, and just
be like, click, click, click.
Right, exactly.
Real easy.
Exactly. So there is a couple, and I'll highlight here in just a sec, that caught their toddler almost purchasing thousands of dollars worth of chairs.
Oh, wow.
I remember when I was like really little, well, not really little, I was in middle school, teenager, whatever. I remember I would like sneak a couple dollar bills out of my mom's wallet to try to buy some baseball cards at a baseball card store there near the middle school that I went to. So, I mean, that was kind of like the version of buying online, you know, without your parents knowing back then. Susie wrote in and said, my ex-husband left his Amazon account open on his phone, and our daughter bought hundreds of dollars worth of stuff he didn't catch until it arrived at the house.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. But then, like, do they allow you to send it back? Do they give you a refund?
Yeah.
Or are you stuck?
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, my nephew got on her eBay account and bid on this, you know, the battery operated like Jeep that you can ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $400, and bought it. And she was able to catch it and message the owner and say, yeah, no, my kid did this. Not
buying
it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were cool.
Okay. That's funny.
Well, Susie said they did let him return it, and he did get a refund.
So this setting the bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your toddler to buy almost $2,000 worth of chairs on the internet, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
like, why chairs?
Well, this mom and dad are explaining what their 22-month-old did when they bought their entire family almost $2,000 worth of furniture from Walmart.
He just went to the cart and whatever was there, boom.
Yeah, so he was just...
it was already in the cart.
He was just playing on the phone, on the parents' phone.
He just picked and just see all the payment was went through, and we called him, can you please cancel? They said, no, it's already delivered.
He's like, hey, can you cancel?
Wow.
He's like, nope.
Delivered, you have it.
With the box, and he put next to the door. Then second person came, then first step, then second step, then third. Oh, so my God, is this? It was a queue.
Yeah, so they were just talking about watching the boxes arrive at their house, and just box after box after box, about $2,000 worth of chairs that they're 22-month-old accidentally bought on their phone. So yeah,
but since it's, you know, it's Walmart, they could return it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but still funny. We'll tweet the story out if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up next, it's a feel good story. Kelly, what are you working on?
There is a story of a mom that was at Costco, went to load groceries in their truck was gone.
Mm.
But we end up in the feel good lane.
All right,
tell you how they got the truck back.
Good deal. Ed Sheeran first. It's 99.7 DJX. I feel good stories. Every hour we do this, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
So imagine you go to Costco, you come out, you're ready to load the groceries in the truck, but realize your truck is not there.
Oh.
That's what happened to Rose Angus. So she ended up filing a police report, shared it on social media not long after that happened.
Mm.
The next day, They were going to file an insurance claim, and a guy pulled into their driveway with their truck.
Wait, the guy that was coming from the insurance company?
No.
Oh.
Their truck, their missing truck, pulls into the driveway.
Oh.
And so at first, they thought the guy driving has to be the thief.
Right.
But he was at the local Walmart. He noticed a for sale sign on the vehicle. Also realized the ignition had been punched out. Felt like something is a little off with this.
Mm-hmm.
Confronted the individuals trying to sell the truck. They fled.
Oh.
So the guy found the registration inside, found the address, and drove it to their house.
Wow.
Yeah. She said the whole thing happened so fast, she forgot to write down this person's information.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to try to track him down now and do something nice to thank him.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so happy ending there for the story. Now, there's a little damage with the ignition being punched out. They took the radio out, and her daughter had some belongings in there that were stolen. But
right.
Other than that, they've got the truck back. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
So, Kelly, what is a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do, or mm-hmm. We hope this doesn't happen to you. It's just kind of like a bad deal.
Yeah. So you can probably appreciate looking for a job. I know, you know, the job market's crazy right now. And so you're probably, you know, sending out a bunch of emails, a bunch of resumes, things like that. So our setting the bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without applying for 60 jobs, not hearing back from any of them because the attachment you sent, then you're doing okay. What was the attachment, you say?
What was it?
The resume that Ashley was sending to apply for all these jobs.
Yeah, so, you can send like a, kind of an attachment that has like your entire employment history, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's
CV.
Called
a CV.
Yeah, exactly. It's a CV. So anyway, so she was trying to attach the CV, but instead she realized that she was attaching her period tracker data. Yeah, so.
Oh, no. They don't need that information.
No, they don't. No. I mean, I don't know. Unless it's a job that
don't need that information.
Statistics you're tracking things like that.
No.
And you're like, look, I can track my period here.
No.
Here's an example of the work that I can do.
No. Oh, gosh.
So she actually admitted this on Twitter and then, you know, got. Wound up being a good story. She said, look, I ended up getting my degree and I'm an account manager now. So,
she's got a job. That's
right.
Good.
Right, exactly.
We can look back now and laugh.
Yes, we can look back now and laugh. But then we got a message from a person who's like, okay, I sent a big old pic of a dude's privates through my work email.
Oh, no.
I had taken it, and instead of deleting it right away, I was going to send it to someone, and because both my personal and my work emails are basically exactly the same, first name, last name, @gmail.com, and first name, last name, @myjob.com, you know, I wasn't paying any attention and accidentally sent the photo to my personal email from my work email.
Oh, gosh.
She's actually like, I've been working here for 3 years. I don't know if I should actually go to HR and just kind of confess.
Oh, no.
What if I don't say anything and my HR or my boss find out?
Oh,
so I was like, okay. So a little help with a question mark.
Oh, no.
And then I suck at common logic and technology.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. That's all that's in my head.
I know, right?
It's all that's in my head. Oh, gosh. It's what, like, immediately you just want to take it right back and you just want to reverse time.
And there have been times when on, you know, Gmail, our Gmail account that we use, you have the option to undo for, like, 3 seconds. Like, if you...
Oh, that's not very long. You can't really... Most of the time, you don't realize it. Until after 3 seconds.
Right. Well, you know, you have about a 3 second window that if you click send, you're like, oh, wait. And then you can actually undo it and it will unsend it and it'll
go grab it before it gets delivered.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, they should expand that time period.
Man, what would you do, Kelly?
Oh.
Would you go?
Well,
would
first
you...
of all, I would never be.
Okay.
In that
I understand that. Sure. Right. Yeah.
Those kinds of pictures.
But our sassy listener did, and now our sassy listener is all like,
I
accidentally sent it to myself from my... I got to think that unless your company has got you on a watch list for something, like, I wouldn't imagine...
Go unnoticed?
Yeah, I would imagine that they're not going to just scan your email every...
But wait, who is the recipient again?
Her. Herself.
Oh, okay.
Like, she sent it. She sent it to herself.
Yes. No, I think we just let that go. I think we don't tell. I think we don't tell.
All right.
If anybody says anything, say, I must have been hacked.
Yeah, wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
But
I don't do that. That is disgusting.
Wow. All right.
And
well, there
I hope
you go.
You find the person that did that.
Well, we hope our mini advice there steers you in the right direction there.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we don't send stuff like that anywhere.
Well, I can understand if she was impressed and she was impressed at her artistic camera shot that she did.
Listen, this is framed really nicely.
Yeah, for art, right?
Look at the filter.
Yeah. Right. She wanted to keep that at least, you know, for her own personal sake, but yeah, sent it through her work email, so.
No. Listen, there's one way to guarantee that won't happen to you. A, don't take pictures like that. B, never send them.
Okay, well, yes, hindsight's 20/20 on that, for sure. Funny, at Ben. Pete Davidson, his name has certainly been thrown around the past few months and a couple years even, just because, not because of his work on Saturday Night Live, but more because of the people that he dates. So his, you know, latest lady that he's been hanging around with, someone, I don't know if you know her or not. What's her name? Kim Kardashian?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, and we've been trying to figure it out. He was engaged to Ariana Grande.
Right.
He has spent time with some of the most beautiful ladies in entertainment.
Yeah, you know, and I think there is a section of people that are like, what do people see in him? Well,
yeah, he's kind of not your typical, like, leading man. We'll say?
Well, one of the more interesting takes is coming from none other than Martha Stewart.
I'm sorry, Martha Stewart has cracked the code?
So Martha Stewart, who you know well as
Snoop Dogg's best friend,
right, exactly. She actually ran into him and was kind of hanging out with him. They never dated, but like during Justin Bieber's roast. So Bieber had a roast on Comedy Central. Pete Davidson, I don't know if he was kind of the moderator, but he was definitely a part of that roast.
That was years ago.
Yeah, and Martha Stewart was there too. And so she has a take on maybe what it is about Pete Davidson. Because, you know, Martha Stewart is an attractive woman. And she, I'm sure, has had plenty of experience with, you know, gentlemen. Suitors.
But she's also in her mid-70s? Yeah, how old is she?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
But you know, Martha was younger. She understands what women look for, and she's got a take on maybe what it is Pete Davidson has that every woman wants.
He doesn't quite look like Warren Beatty, but he is a charming guy.
Okay, so she mentions and name checks Warren Beatty, who probably none of you know.
No.
But he was, again, an actor back in the 80s, 70s, 80s was...
A leading man
kind of had that classic Hollywood look. Yeah, for sure.
He was on the roast of Justin Bieber with me. I don't know if you remember. That's where I first got to know him. So he's a charming, charming guy, boyish, very boyish. He's only 26 years old or something like that. And he is funny and friendly. And I can see why the girls go for him.
Funny, friendly, boyish, and charming. There you go.
But does that make you want to smooch him?
It does.
Apparently it does. All right.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. Her name is Gail, and she's kind of blowing up as of late. But, yeah, she is all of a sudden doing all sorts of covers and everything. And even did, I don't know if you remember Sweater Weather, that song by The Neighborhood from a long time ago. But,
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, she covered that recently.
My toes in the sand is the season of my sweater. Let's have an adventure. head in the clouds, but my gravity centered.
Yeah, so she's got a good voice.
She's got a very Billie Eilish sound to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a little more strength.
So yeah, there you go, Gail. 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel good stories every hour right about this time. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
6-year-old Caden Reed was riding his hoverboard on the sidewalk. He noticed his 2-year-old sister started stepping onto the road. So he ran and jumped in front of her, but by doing so, he got hit by the car.
Oh, gosh.
My mama cut me hair because I saved my baby sister.
Oh, my God.
Isn't he adorable? So he ended up, he's okay. He only got a couple of stitches in the whole incident, but, you know, the family doesn't hold anything against the driver. They said it wasn't her fault. We're just thankful she stopped when she did to make sure everything was okay with him and with us. And when he came back from getting the stitches, he got a hero's welcome. Of course, he's wearing a Superman
of
outfit.
Of course.
And firefighters showed up. He got to see the truck. It was pretty amazing. So, yeah, all is well. He saved his baby sister and is a superhero. He's enjoying living the superhero life.
Mm.
We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Annie and her husband, Ross, have been doing that. Or I should say, Ross has been dragging Annie to these open houses, even though they're not in the market to even buy one.
Nope, I have no intention of buying it whatsoever.
Yeah, all right, let's get to the phone test.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so Annie wrote us, I think it's high time you prank my husband. Every weekend, he wants me to go to open houses with him and look at houses for sale, even though we have no interest in buying.
No.
He says he just likes to check out how other people are decorating their homes. But I think he's just nosy and likes to look at other people's stuff. So maybe a phone tap might be in order.
All right, Ross. It appears that at least Robert Hassenpepper thinks you may have left something at one of the recent open houses.
Oh, yeah. A little incident.
Yeah. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ross, please.
Oh, yeah, this is he.
Ross Robert Hassenpepper. I'm a real estate agent. Got your name from the sign-in book when you looked at the house on Avenue last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yes. I remember that place. It was one of the nicer ones we saw, actually.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I wanted to let you know that the house is still available.
Oh, okay. You know, I appreciate the call, but I think we're going to pass on that one. I don't think we're interested anymore.
Are you sure? Well, looking at the doorbell camera footage, it seems like you were the only one in the house for about 25 minutes.
Wait, you took video footage of people?
Yeah, let me ask you something. Did you think the house had enough bathrooms?
Yeah, from what I remember, sure.
And do you usually check out the bathrooms when you go to an open house?
Sure. I mean, that's the whole idea, is to check the whole place out.
Right. Do you ever, I don't know, take a peek inside a medicine cabinet at an open house?
No. Why would I even do that? Who would ever do that?
Maybe open some drawers, maybe take a peek at what's inside.
No, I did not open anything. Okay, what is this about?
Well, Ross, you see, there was an incident at my open house, and I think you might know a little something about it.
Okay, well, what are you talking about?
Well, somebody who came to that open house used the bathroom. And they didn't just use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
They abused the bathroom.
Okay, look, I don't know what the heck you're talking about here, so what, can you get to the point? Like, are you accusing me? What?
Well, you see, Ross, during the time you were there, and while I was out showing someone the garage, well, somebody went into the upstairs bathroom and left their...
No.
Well, their mar... Well, somebody took a big hairy without the courtesy of a flush.
Are you seriously accusing me right now of that, you know, in a stranger's house taking a number 2? Are you serious?
I checked the sign-in sheet. Time stamp on the doorbell camera. You and your wife were there. I guess nature called and one of you really answered, didn't you?
Okay, look, buddy, I don't know what you're talking about here, but I definitely didn't do that, okay?
And you know what the worst part is? One of the couples who came to look at the house, well, they were this close to making an offer on the house. Then they checked out the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Saw the nasty, stinky present you left there.
Oh, God.
Did you have Brussels sprouts?
Okay, well, I don't appreciate you accusing me of this, okay? And there were other people in the house all day long besides us, you know? So you shouldn't you be calling them?
Well, you know what you have to do to make this right, don't you? you need to buy the house. I mean, you already marked your territory, marked your spot, didn't you? I say, it's a perfect match.
I'm not buying the house, okay? I told you that already. We're not interested. I didn't do that whole thing in the bathroom, all right? This call is over. I'm done. I'm not going to take this.
Oh, I see what's happening here. You telling me that you didn't do this? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly what I've been telling
you. So what you're saying is that your wife is the one who trashed the toilet.
Oh, gosh.
I see. You're trying to cover up
for
her.
No, I didn't even say anything about that, all right? And she would never do that. Don't talk about my wife, okay, sir? This is not, I don't appreciate it.
Oh, so you want me to believe that your wife, innocent little Annie, would never stink up a bathroom at an open house? Uh-oh. Sweet, sweet Annie. She's not capable of something like that, right?
Wait. Stop. How do you even know my wife's name? Okay, like, you know what? I'm going to call the police or something.
Annie? Oh, we know Annie.
Yeah, Ross, she's the one who called 99.7 DJX here and set you up with his little phone tap.
Hi.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Ross. It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and it's a phone tap. It's all fake. It's all a big joke.
Oh, my goodness, man. Are you serious? Really? She got me. This is a good one. This is a good one.
Oh, yeah. What a good sport. It was totally stinky, Annie, and you do need to now buy the house. That's
policy. I think that needs to be a contingency on that. Yeah.
That's the only way to make this right.
Right. All right. So there you go. That's your phone tap, 99.7 DJX. If anybody listening has a crazy and then I got dumped story, that they feel comfortable with sharing at this point. You know, enough time has passed and you can like kind of look back on it and go, all right, that was wicked or whatever and whatever.
If you're in the thick of it, we get it. You don't want to share just yet.
Sure.
Get to the point where you can kind of laugh about it now.
Yeah, 502-571-9970, because I want to share coming up the this guy dumped. The way he dumped, not even the way, what he had done or what his girlfriend had done for him, and then he, months later, turns around and dumps her. It's so wicked.
Savage.
Yeah, it is. And you're going to hear that story. And then, like I said, if you've got one where maybe you were the dumpy and you're like, yeah, I did this and then I dumped her right after Christmas or whatever.
Or if you want to cleanse your soul and you the dumper.
Right. Exactly. Message. Have you ever been broken up with in a, I guess there's never really a good time to be broken up with, but like a very bad time? Or have you ever been broken up with in a wicked way? First, this setting the bar. So if you can manage to make it through the day without donating your kidney to your boyfriend, only then to get dumped on the phone a few months later, you're doing okay.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On the phone?
Yeah. So Colleen was dating her boyfriend. He'd been struggling with some kidney disease since he was a teenager, right? And so she was actually a match kidney-wise. And so was like, hey, I'll give you one of my kidneys. And so the surgeries were a success. They both made a full recovery. Wow. That's
like, unbelievable. What a gift. She gave him an organ.
Yes. She literally risked her life to help his life, right?
Yes.
And so he obviously was eternally grateful, right?
Uh-huh.
Eternally grateful until he decided to cheat on her 7 months later. It's okay, though. She's like, you know what? We all make mess ups. She forgave him.
Oh, wow.
But then a few months later after that, got dumped on the phone. He says, if we are meant for each other, God will bring us back together in the end.
Oh, how.
You only donated your kidney to look good.
Oh, he said that? No, jerk. I donated a kidney so you could live.
Yeah, Eric texts in. I would tell him I want my kidney back.
Oh, yeah, 100%. For sure. Like, listen. Listen, I'm going to need that back.
Yeah, you've got something of mine. Go ahead and stick that right back in my body. That'd be great.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh. Oh, I can't even imagine.
So, yeah, you know, she's now past it. She's sharing it on TikTok and kind of gone viral for that. But, you know.
I mean, I get it. You can't, like, force him to be with her forever and forever and forever if it's not there.
Right.
But to dump her on the phone and then to say something as cruel as you only gave me my kidney to look good? Are you kidding me?
Now, I don't want to anger you anymore, but we are we are only hearing her side of things.
Well, she's not going to lie about that. I choose to think.
So, how have you either been the dumpy or gotten dumped in a kind of wicked way? Josh messages us and says, does finding out your girlfriend cheated on you in the delivery room count? Broke up with her right then. Wow. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, was there a question on who's the daddy?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thank you for that. And hopefully you're in a better spot now.
Yeah, because you kind of left us hanging with what happened with that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you for that. But again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without donating your kidney to your boyfriend.
Aw.
Only to get dumped on the phone months later saying you only donated it to look good, then you're doing okay.
That is the cruelest thing I've ever heard. And ever.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, fired up.
Yep, just after 8 o'clock, we got some tickets for you to enjoy the circus. You could double date it. We got 4 tickets if you want. 502-571-9970 is our phone number. We'll play another little round of Little Kid or Drunk Adult. So that's what we
do. Yeah, leave the kids at home. Don't take them to the circus. Double date instead.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Kids don't need to see all the fun stuff at the circus. So yeah, if you want to play and participate, 502-571-9970, we will play. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX Circus coming to town. And we thought, you know what? It might be fun to play a little game that we've done before called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain what the game is all about.
Well, it's pretty simple. People are going to describe something that happened to them. You have to try to figure out if they were a kid when that happened or if they were a drunk adult. And it's going to be harder than you think.
Yeah, so let's introduce you to Danielle, who loves the color green, is a bottle blonde, drives a Ford Mustang, and as described it by her, single as a Pringle. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty well.
I love it.
Okay, so tickets to the circus for you, if you can get these right. So, Danielle, you understand the concept of the game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so all these people, something crazy happened, you just have to identify whether they were drunk when it happened or whether they were a little kid, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
I got caught by my neighbor giving myself a mohawk while naked.
Okay. Got caught by the neighbor giving himself a mohawk while naked. Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Little kid.
That's what I think too.
All right, Kelly agrees. Danielle, was it a little kid?
So I was a drunk adult.
Oh, yes, he was a drunk adult. All right, hang on. I want to hear a little bit more of this.
My girlfriend broke up with me, and so I wasn't thinking very clearly. So I decided to get hammered and get myself a mohawk. I guess I wanted to look like Mr. T. And like one of my neighbors saw me, and he was like, golly, man, put some clothes on.
All right. You're 0 for 1, Danielle. Don't worry. You can bounce back, okay?
We still got time.
Yeah, we got time. All right. Danielle, little kid or drunk adult, let's do the next one.
I peed my pants in front of over 300 people singing church songs.
Okay, peed his pants at church while singing church songs. Little kid or drunk adult?
I hope a drunk adult is not going to church drunk.
Yes.
So, I'm just going to go with the kid again.
You're going to go a little
yes,
kid?
Yes, yes. Yeah,
all
agree,
right.
I agree.
Kelly agrees with you. Danielle, can you go 1 for 1?
I was a very, very drunk adult.
Oh my gosh, a drunk adult! Danielle, I don't know where these people are and why they're going to church drunk, but here, let's hear a little bit more of this.
My sister, she had a church group that she sang with, and a whole bunch of people canceled one Sunday, so my sister asked if I could fill in for one of them.
Uh-huh.
And I was 21. It was during spring break, so long story short, I showed up hammered out of my mind, and I ended up peeing my pants on stage in front of 300 people, and then I passed out.
Wow, okay. Danielle, I guess you can at least know that that never happened in your life, okay?
Yes.
Right. They drank too much Jesus juice, I guess.
I guess too much Jesus juice for sure. Okay, we're going to do one more, okay, Danielle? You got to get at least one win.
She's got to get one.
You got to get at least one. All right, here we go. Little kid or drunk adult?
So I got kicked out of a dollar store for opening and eating all their Snickers bars.
Okay. She got kicked out of a dollar store for opening and eating all of their Snickers bars. Little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to be drunk adult because I've been wrong every other time.
Okay. You're going.
It has to be a kid, though, right?
Kelly's thinking kid, but okay, drunk adult. Let's see what it is.
I was a little kid.
You was a little kid. I don't know how it's possible you got none right, but here, hang on a second. Let me hear more about this.
I thought all the candy was free. My uncle was the one who actually took me to the dollar store, but he was trying to hit on the girl who was at the checkout, so he wasn't watching me at all. The girl, she was creeped out by my uncle, and then also the manager was pissed about us eating all the candy, so we got kicked out.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
so that was a wild tale, but yes, she was a little kid. So Danielle, you are 0-3, but you know what? That's okay for us. We'll give you tickets, okay?
Thanks, I appreciate it. I tried my best.
And we'll say they're consolation prizes.
Absolutely.
That works for me.
So congratulations. Hang on a quick second.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, as a kid, you walk in into a store for maybe you're just like, hey, look at all the stuff they just want to give you.
Wow. It's on display and everything. all right. That was a tough round, wasn't it?
It was very. Listen, this game is kind of almost impossible. I mean, you got a 50-50 shot every time, but it's still kind of impossible to really know for sure.
Yeah, it does blur the boundaries of what you think could happen. Little kid, drunk adult, circus tickets. We'll play another game for you for more tickets tomorrow morning at this time on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel-good stories every hour. We give you feel-good stories, show you goods happening in the world. Kelly, what do you have?
Well, as far as dream jobs go, it'd be kind of cool to travel and make TikToks for a living, right?
Sure.
So Ultimate Budapest is a project created by a team of tourism professionals kind of working together to create this one-stop shop for the most memorable activities and experiences. So they want talented social media content creators to join the team.
Gotcha.
Live and rent-free in Budapest for a month.
Wow. Okay.
So you get to do everything that the city has to offer on the company's dime, and you just got to put it all on social media.
Okay.
It's like 20 to 25 hours of work per week. You get about $1,100, round trip flights, accommodations,
okay,
all that kind of stuff. There's like axe throwing, wine tasting, target practice, thermal bath parties, and boat parties.
Is it bad that I had to just Google where is Budapest?
Well, that's all. See, you know what? If you take this job, you'll find out.
It's in Hungary, by the way.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
So if you can travel for a month, starting mid-June to early July, it'd be perfect for summer.
There
you got to apply. We'll tweet it out. You can. That could be you.
Okay.
The TikTok game is on fire.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. It's your feel good. This group therapy coming up might have been written by one of, or could have been written by like a coworker or even my wife.
Oh my.
About me.
Oh gosh. Well, I can tell you, I'll assure you, Sparky, she hasn't reached out to me to ask.
Okay. All right. So I say that in jest. I don't really think this is a masked person behind the name Mike that is just sending us this message about group therapy.
Mike, a.k.a. Liz.
Yeah, right, right. But yeah, I feel like I could probably at least respond a little bit in that I have experience with what his wife is going through. He's embarrassed by.
Well, she's not really going through anything. He seems to be, though.
Well, this is true.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, you want to do this one?
Yeah, because I feel like it hits a little too close to home for you.
Okay.
So he writes, my wife goes for a run every morning, comes back smelling really bad.
Mm-hmm.
She smells like a wet dog just covered in sweat. She washes her face, then gets dressed and goes to work.
All right.
She says she doesn't have time to shower and that she doesn't smell bad and that I'm exaggerating. It is bad, though. She should be showering before work. She works at a doctor's office. But she says it's wasteful to take two showers a day, so she chooses to shower after work. So then I suggested maybe you run after work. But she said she needs her run in the morning to wake her up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even thinking of contacting her boss to talk to her about it. I'm afraid other people are noticing and it's embarrassing. How can I make her understand I'm not exaggerating and to listen to what I'm telling her?
Well, that sounds like a you problem, Mike.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Like, okay, so I run. I don't ever run before work.
Right. That's just too early.
That's really early, yeah. But
dangerous in the dark, all the things.
Right, and but I will, like, I guess, monitor and figure out my shower situation based on when I want to run. So, like, if I know that I'm going to have to run in the afternoon, maybe I won't shower in the morning. I'll wait until I run in the afternoon and then take a shower after I run. Now, I know that she is wanting to get a run done in the morning. I have also run at work before. Like, I've taken my lunch break and I've gone for a jog here just downtown. And I'll say I do that thinking when I come back, you know, maybe there's not a lot of people or I don't have any in-person appointments or, you know, anything that I have to interact with people with after my jog. So I can just kind of sit in my office, finish doing my work and whatever and go home.
Do you refresh with anything? Like, do you have any like body sprays or anything?
I mean, I don't think I stink. It's mostly just sweat. So I will go into the bathroom and I'll kind of like rinse off my face and like towel off with like the paper towels in the bathroom or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe, you know, and change. So I'll change back into like my clothes I had before I went running. So,
okay. All right. Well, Krista said if the people that work with her and her boss notice something, they will eventually say something.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Buy her some Bath and Body Works mist spray. That's why I was asking. Like, a lot of these body sprays can sometimes mask the smell. Jessica says, why can't she just take a quick rinse off shower? She could probably get in and out 3 minutes tops. You know, she doesn't want to wash her hair, put a shower cap on.
Yeah.
Some people's sweat smells worse than others. As a nurse, I hold myself to a high professional level, and that includes my look and smell. I don't want to give any reason for my patients or coworkers to not want to work with me.
Well, it sounds like that she's an evening shower taker, not a morning shower taker. So mm-hmm. That may be also playing into her taking two showers a day,
wasting water. Well, but she said she didn't want to waste water.
Right.
But if you're getting in and out within, like, literally, you could do that in 30 seconds. You know, wash all the important areas, rinse off, and get out. Towel dry, and you're getting the sweat off.
All right, well, what do you think? 502-571-9970. Does anybody have an experience with a stinky coworker and how you handled it at work?
Yeah, how do you gently bring that up?
Because, yeah.
I mean, no one wants to hear, hey, you stink. Can
right,
you fix that?
Exactly. I would be curious to know if anybody has that experience that maybe could offer up their advice at 502-571-99. What happens when your wife or your partner is kind of stinky? You think she or he is embarrassing? Well, that's what Mike messaged us, and his wife needs a morning run to wake up, but then says it's wasteful to shower twice a day, so she showers after work, therefore going to work her stinky, unshowered self. Now, I'm not really any help, because it's like, all right, well, let her towel off and go. I don't know. I mean, maybe, has anybody said, Kelly, has anybody suggested Lumi?
No, I haven't seen anybody like throw that brand out just yet. But man, a lot of people are kind of harsh with their comments on Facebook. And Amy was just like, you guys are harsh. Obviously, she can't smell herself. That's what he's getting at. If you told her she smells bad, I can't believe that she didn't take that to heart and start showering. That's weird. Time for another sit down. A true heart to heart. I get it. This poor guy's just trying to save her embarrassment at work and other places. And some of you guys are just attacking him. He is coming at this with love in his heart. A lot of people did mention the body sprays.
Yeah.
And then Jenna, she kind of is a little clever and sassy. She says, say nothing. Ask her if she wants to get in the shower with you. Offer a little incentive. Also, did you know deodorants are supposed to be applied at night? I did not know that.
I will say, again, deodorant, maybe it's as easy as changing up her deodorant and having her slap some of that stuff on after her morning run and after she kind of towels off and washes her face and stuff like that, if she still doesn't want to like take a shower and stuff. But Andrea, you said that you dealt with a stinky coworker, and what'd you do?
Hey, I used to work with a coworker that did not smell very good.
So how did you approach that at work?
We didn't really approach, our manager did, and you're really not allowed to say anything to him. So she just brought in a bunch of mini travel size conditioner, body washes, and said, please take some home with y'all.
Did it end up helping?
No, it did not. No.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I think you leave the boss out of it. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I think
if
you try
they
to.
They have a problem yeah. with her, they will handle it.
Right. You just do what you can at home and let her work deal with it the way they are going to deal with it. And I can understand that maybe you've got secondhand embarrassment and of what may or may not be happening at work because, you know, you don't want anybody to talk bad about your wife. I understand that.
Yeah, and Heather said, you know, I think a big question is, why wouldn't she believe you and say you're exaggerating? Do you pick at other small stuff?
Mm.
That's the biggest kind of sticking point for me. Like, as a wife, if my husband came to me and said something like that, I would fix it immediately. He's the one person I want to impress the most before anybody else. And so the fact that she's not hearing this criticism coming from a space of love.
Yeah.
That she's not wanting to like, oh, really? You can smell it? Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. I'm going to do something different and try to handle that. If my husband thought I was smelly, no, sir. I would fix that. I would listen and fix that.
All right.
Because that's not easy to say to someone.
Who knows, like, when he's trying to bring it up and what the mood is.
In what way.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So if you want to continue commenting, you can up on the thread. We have it posted at Ben and Kelly Show. But I think, you know, you maybe offer a new deodorant and you...
And some body sprays.
I think there were some great suggestions, but I don't think you deal with the work situation.
No,
I
think you let them figure itself out if it's a problem.
Yep, there you go. Man, Adele just continues to dominate on the Billboard chart. Easy on Me, number one for the 10th total week. So there have only been 7 artists to ever have multiple songs spend at least 10 weeks at number one. She's the first artist to ever have 2 songs spend 10 weeks. That was Easy on Me, obviously, and Hello. The other big one, and I know you've heard it, is the song from Encanto, We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Yep.
That's
so catchy.
Yeah. So that, aside from a soundtrack album staying number one, We Don't Talk About Bruno has also risen to number 2 on the Hot 100 chart.
Yep.
I mean, and that is like, and think about the soundtrack songs, which, you know, really isn't a thing as much as it used to be, you know, when there was the Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from Armageddon and and Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On from Titanic.
Yeah, there used to be like one huge hit song from every major movie.
You know, I mean, I guess you could point to Frozen, Let It Go. However, it wasn't a huge necessarily hit on the radio.
It hit number 5 on the Billboard chart. So Bruno is now the highest charting Disney hit in 26 years.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, but I get it because it's super catchy. It totally gets in your head. Everybody's singing it.
We should play it.
We should.
We should play it. All right.
We should play it now.
All right, we'll play it.
Yes, yeah, so if you want to know what it's all about. We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We
don't talk about Bruno. That's your street. It's Ben and Kelly, 99. Setting the Bar stories are always stories that have a moral to them, kind of like a, hey, use this guy as an example of what not to do, okay?
Yeah, just don't do this.
Yeah. Kelly, you and I both went to college. I'm sure.
Sure did.
I'm sure you did things in college that maybe you look back on now and you're like, meh, probably wasn't the smartest thing I ever did.
Uh-huh. Like drink all that jungle juice from the trash can at the frat party?
Yeah, for sure. Something like that. Mm. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without accepting a dare and spraying so much Axe body spray on you that your nipples fall off, you're doing okay.
No, that can happen?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
How much did that take?
So flashback, you're in now, he's admitting now that he's in college now. This happened back when he was in high school. So it was a locker room, and a friend dared him to empty two cans of Axe body spray on his nipples. And so
it's just wasteful.
Well, and it's the point was to see if he could accept the, you know, handle the cold, you know, because aerosol sprayed, you know, the spray comes
so
out.
It was just like, hey, this is going to be cold.
Yeah.
See how long you can go.
So, you know, our hero of the story, he toughed it out and finished the dare by letting them empty both cans of body spray directly onto his chest.
Wow.
But then, because of the frigid nipples, the friend, when he flicked him, it broke off.
He flicked the nipple off?
Yeah. So... Yeah, so now, I guess 4 years later, he still thinks it's funny. He has no hashtag no regrets.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a little
bit...
And he has no nipple, yeah, yeah.
No regrets, no nipple.
No nipple. All right. It's just like, he still has kind of the areola, you know?
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't have the little nipple part.
The little tip.
So it's just basically like a flat piece of skin.
Oh, my gosh. Did he... Okay, so he has one. He just lost one? He's got the other?
I don't think that's a good question. I thought, and I read it as both of them.
Oh.
So, like, he got flicked, boop, like, at the same time.
Okay, so maybe we're targeting young boys, maybe? College-age boy, high school boys? If you think
is that what we're targeting?
Going to be funny to do, let's not. Well, I feel like
I'd say in general,
that's
anybody,
the demographic that would be in most danger of this happening to,
or the here hold my beer crowd.
Exactly, that crowd too. Yeah, okay. I don't think there's a lot of women that would do this.
Well, again, you always see those memes. You know, this is why women live longer type of things. Uh-huh. So
yes,
again, this is probably more geared toward the men who are listening in our audience.
Also why we keep our nipples longer.
this is apparently true too. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without spraying so much Axe body spray on you that your nipples fall off, you're doing okay.
Oh wow. Listen, Axe body spray smells great, but you just need a that's it. It's really all you need.
Yeah, you don't need to empty two cans.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Hashtag save the nipple. 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Tomorrow on the show, more opportunities for you to win tickets to the circus when it rolls through Broadbent Arena on February 3rd. So, another opportunity for you to win. About 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll do missed connections as well, scouring Craigslist for those randoms. Those people who just need a little help reconnecting with someone that they ran into, either figuratively or literally.
Uh-huh. And you know what? We should also like open it up to anyone who does want to participate. Maybe not just as a contestant, but if you have a story to contribute that could be like, were you a kid or were you a drunk adult?
Oh, yeah,
you can contribute that story as well. Those are always fun.
Yeah, because we've played for the past couple days, Little Kid or Drunk Adult, where, you know, it's something that happened to you, and then you admit whether it happened while you were drunk or when you were a little kid. So,
love those stories.
Yeah, so if
you have one, reach out.
I was going to say, if we have enough of them, we'll do them again, and we'll keep doing them. So, it's kind of all up to you guys. So, anyways, all that tomorrow.
The latest blog I'm putting up on the website. By the way, you can keep up with all the trending stories and everything up at WDJX.com. Couple things you should watch. The trailer for Murderville.
Yeah.
Which is going to be on Netflix. I will warn you, language. But the concept is Will Arnett plays a detective, and it's 6 episodes. Each episode features a celebrity guest deputy that has no script.
Yeah,
they have to just improv.
I literally laughed when Conan O'Brien's scene came up.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's one of them.
He's one of them. And so they just got to roll with it and still try to solve the case. Yeah. It looks hysterical. February 3rd is when that hits Netflix. And then Andrew Garfield. We know that he lied for a while about being in the new Spider-Man No Way Home. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, you need to.
Okay.
But there are only like 3 people that knew about it, 3 members of his family. But he lied for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
He had to keep that secret that he's going to be in the super cool new Spider-Man movie for 2 years. Like, I couldn't keep that secret for 2 minutes.
Wow. That's...
I know.
Impressive.
I know. Really, impressive. Really good. So, see all that.
All right. WDJX.com.